pull Nick in tomorrow?
Correct.
To make sure?
Yep.
Mason and Gabriel then?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Mason's cleared to play. Gabriel is cleared for contact and full conditioning. And that's a 6-week injury for Mason. I got to get him in some practices before I consider him. And then I have to have a hole created for him. So some competition now.
Do you, that's what I was going to ask. Do you like, I talked to Logan. Logan said there's been some chemistry over the last few games with that line.
Yeah.
I assume that doesn't get derailed with Nick coming in, but.
Right, so there has been. We're starting to see some good things, but we are looking to augment that. We need more. They're not going to 12 minutes. I like the way the top 9 minutes spread out, so that group has to be effective in a low-minute situation. Those guys are getting better. I just want to see the puck moved maybe a little differently, and we do have players coming back, so we'll again, competition's on.
And you made a comment about Tucker how he's kind of flown under the radar maybe a bit, but what has he done? He says it's just a simple game that
yeah.
he's played that has kept him where he is.
Right. So it was under the radar in that we had a lot of stories early and then in quite a few injuries. If he was kind of the one new piece, you'd have focused on him, liked him a lot, and I would have talked about him a lot because we had a whole lot going on. You know, this is a guy who didn't play in the league now, and he's playing in the shutdown hole, playing a lot of minutes. He's a big man, and he skates very well. So that's the thing that he's brought every single night, right? He's closing the gap. He's hard on pucks. The style of defensive game, and I'm just talking about the defensemen that we have here, what we've asked them to do, he's just built to do it. Right, big, close the gap, good stick. He can be physical if he needs to, and his outlet passes are getting better and better. There's some offense there with Tucker that will eventually come out. We've seen him jumping into some holes a little bit, and we're not waiting for that to happen to say that he's a real strong NHL defenseman. If he does just what he's doing now, it's all about how many games of that can we get. So if we go from now to the end of the year with him playing exactly as he's playing now, he will have had a hell of a year. We got a hell of a defenseman.
How is Josh helped in that progression for him? Because it would seem that maybe Josh has not played to maybe his potential yet.
I think the injury and the first block of games, there was an adjustment there between the two of them. And then I would say that Josh is doing more heavy lifting because it's in some ways a harder match. Like we used Josh and Jake Trouba against the other team's best, but if it wasn't them on the ice, we weren't pulling Sherratt and Bufflin off the ice to do it. So there's not quite the heavy match that we used to have. Now we're getting them out there fairly heavy. Now Neil's come on and we'll run that match as well. Josh and he now, I think the strength is in the personalities. They're sitting on the bench talking all day long. Like Josh is the guy that wants to talk hockey. So they are communicating and learning, you know, certainly through doing on the ice, but also in their conversations. I just like the pair. I think they're going to grow together.
Keeping it on the blue line, you've had a couple of months of a body of work for Neil Pionk now. And how is he compared to your first impressions and expectations of the guy?
I had a really high opinion of him coming out of a game. I told that story, the game that we played in New York last year. Especially because I had no idea who he was, truthfully. Like, you know the name, but they're in the East. If you're not pre-scouting the Rangers, it's not on your list. So then we went back and watched an awful lot of video in the summer, and I would say that he, like Tucker Pullman, all of the things that he can do fit perfectly in terms of how we want to defend, right? We're not asking him to run people over, but he can finish with some heaviness, right? He's strong. But his style of game fits us perfectly. And he's been great. So he gets a bump from being on a team that I think the game is played more suited to his skill set. Closer support so he can make that out less play. He can hang on to the puck a little bit more because he's got support around him. And then there's some forwards up there that can do some things with the puck he gives them. So his transition game has drastically improved just from an analytics point of view. His ability to transition the puck over last year, this year to last year is night and day. But all his other analytics were really good coming out of New York. He's been great.
while we're on the blue line, an ex-Winnipeg Jet. You mentioned Ben Sherratt's name.
Yeah.
Colleagues in Montreal tell me he's having an excellent season over there. Do you keep tabs on players in that? Are you aware? How aware?
Every week or two, when we're sitting around the office doing nothing, I'll pull up the stat sheet and we'll go through each guy and see how they're doing. But if you're not on a pre-scout, I won't watch another team play. Like, I haven't, you know, Montreal's coming up before Christmas, so in about 5 days, I'll start watching the Montreal Canadiens play, and then two or three games before, we'll watch them hard. But other than that, I won't see anybody play.
I feel like I'm getting peer pressured a little bit right now. Uh-oh. I need to ask about your goaltender tomorrow. Is that okay? We don't have access to in the morning.
Mitch, are you put the squeeze on? That's awful.
No, further back.
So all the way in the back. Yeah, Connor Hellebuck's going tomorrow. No, that's your question for the day, though.
I have a short one for you then. You said the other day about David Gustafson, you weren't taking into account the World Junior. There's bigger factors. Have you mulled that situation over? Do you know where you're at with
that? No, my point, but we won't make a decision on his year with the World Juniors as the primary factor. This will all be on Winnipeg Jets first, David Gustafson second, in terms of how that fit. I'm really happy with him. But the thing we've always processed here is his age, his development, the minutes that he's getting played. Now, there's some really good value to those minutes, right? He's positionally, and his reads and all of those things are way above a 19-year-old, right? He doesn't make many mistakes in the defensive zone. But we're in the defensive zone an awful lot with the grouping. We need to get him out to the other end of the ice a little bit more. And we also want him touching the puck more, right? We don't want him burning a year without touching the puck a whole lot. So those are the things that we're thinking about.
And the ties are tie-free?
That's not on my radar. They just will come down and ask me for my opinion on what we should do, and then they'll make a decision.